Nolte, Women Film Critics Circle Blasts Gender Neutral Gotham Awards. By John Nolte on December 22, 2022. The Women Film Critics Circle, WFCC, hands out a bevy of female-centric awards every year, which includes a Hall of Shame award. This year the Hall of Shame went to the Gotham Awards for going gender neutral. Hall of Shame, the Gothams, for removing the category Best Actress. In the further erasing of women, their press release reads, "Trust me, the WFCC is not a conservative group." The Women Film Critics Circle is an association of 75 women film critics and scholars from around the country and internationally, who are involved in print, newswire, radio, online and TV broadcast media. We came together in 2004 to form the first women critics organization in the United States, in the belief that women's perspectives and voices in film criticism need to be recognized fully. Each year they give out awards like Best Movie About Women, Best Movie by a Woman, Best Woman Storytelling, a Storytelling Award, Best Invisible Woman, Supporting Performance by a Woman whose exceptional impact on the film dramatically, socially or historically, has been ignored. Best Female Action Heroes, maybe collective, or social action rather than physical action. Worst Screen Mom of the Year Award. And finally, the WFCC Hall of Shame. So this is what you might call some glorious woke-on-woke violence. This transsexual madness is outright skeevy in a million different ways, especially the way multinational corporations use it to disguise their child grooming as tolerance. But watching female critics complain about being erased by their own ideology is a true thing of beauty. Men pretending to be women are ruining women's sports. Men pretending to be women are accomplishing firsts in areas reserved for women. Men pretending to be women have access to women's private spaces like bathrooms and locker rooms. On the flip side, women can't ruin men's sports. We're biologically more athletic than they are. Women can't take any firsts away from men. We've already accomplished everything. Men don't care if women pretend to be men. We're used to tomboys. Besides, women who act like men are, at least in my experience, pretty cool. However, men who pretend to be women are the opposite of cool. In this whole trans thing, women are the big losers. Women are taking it in the neck, and women are being beaten and outfirsted by guys who make a mockery of women with what is nothing more than a form of minstrelsy. Gender-neutral awards? Morons. There is no way women come out ahead, or even in a world where mentally ill men dressed as women are treated like they are real women. Again, I don't care if a man wants to live as a woman. Whatever makes you happy. I do care when the establishment gaslights us to a point where this nonsense hurts other people and most especially children. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.